Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sunday Psychic Readings here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with your girl, Linus. I'm back. I was here last Monday, so maybe some of you missed me then. But anyway, I'm back and in full effect. I enjoyed my month off of September, taking a sabbatical to work on my book. Okay, I'm so glad you are joining and supporting the show. October skies this month. Get your pen and paper. I got information for y'all. Write it down. Okay, so October skies for this month, October 8th is the new moon, which is Monday, tomorrow. And October the 24th will be the full moon. Just a note for, you may not want to be happy about hearing this, but note, Mercury retrograde, you want to write this down, begins November 17th, and it ends December 6th. So this year we're going through Mercury retrograde during Thanksgiving, but hopefully it's good. I don't have a feeling that this will be a good one. Anyway, since it's going into the fall, hopefully Nina will be back to join us on Sundays now. Don't forget, we are here also on Monday nights at 6 p.m. Now that it is autumn, wonder what is around the corner in our lives, career, romance, finance, relationships, jobs, moving. We're going to cover it all. It is always, y'all, my pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. I will give you answers to the best of my ability, but what you do with the information is up to you. Now, daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccessalloneline.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every night. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, at least go to the website and donate. Subscribe first. Tell your family and friends. Subscribe to the website and, if possible, donate to keep the service continuing. It would be much appreciated. If you have any messages for me, send them at the website, or you can reach me on Facebook and message me, the Essence of Success Network. Now, the number to the show today is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And I want to say right away, welcome, Heather. She's in the chat room. So if anybody wants to go in there, you know, and ask questions, Heather is available. And hopefully, I think Sheha Anna is going to show up as well, hopefully. And when you call into the show, be sure and hit number one because that will place you in the queue, okay? And also, I want to tell you on Monday nights, I think the first two Mondays of this month, you're going to have me, and Nina will probably come in the latter half Monday nights on October. So she's been pretty busy, y'all. It's not that she doesn't want to do the show. She's just been hecka busy. Okay, so I'm welcoming 330, 630, 857, 818, and 551 to the show. Welcome. Let's see. I don't have any birthdays, but I do have prayers. And also, because this is the beginning of the month, you know, I always do horoscopes on the first show, which the 7th today is the first show of October. But I'm going to do the horoscopes a little bit differently this time. I'm going to do the horoscopes like this. God has assigned duties to each of the zodiac signs, okay? And so I'm going to read from that. I was shown once in the Bible many, many, many eons ago that all 12 signs are in the Bible. So anyway, that's how I'll be doing the horoscopes for today. Now, let's do prayers. You know, we always got to get them prayers out there so God knows we hear. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. Now, let's get rid of, you know, some of that negativity that maybe that y'all were bothered with last week or, you know, last month. So we release all karmic density from our spiritual, our mental and our physical beings, also from our past and our present and future lives, and from the earth, moon, and sun to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it. Now, and the last one, and I'm going to tell you, this is posted on the website in blog news. So if you go over there and you go into blog news, you'll see this prayer. And I want to tell you guys, this prayer is working. I am getting feedback from a lot of different ways. So anyway, let's do this. Make it happen here and now in this timeline. Something great is about to happen to us. The vibrations and energies of our souls, our pineal glands, and our higher selves gives us financial abundance. In all ways, manifest a sign within 24 hours. Energies, vibrations, and dimensions are opening everywhere right now. Thank you. Okay, so now on the website, I say the prayer 10 times once a day, whether you do it in the morning or you do it at lunchtime or you do it in the evening after dinner. But do it once a day and say it 10 times when you do it. So I'm just hearing so many good things. I mean, for me, one of my medications that was costing me $85 a month is lowered to $7. Hello. The prayer is working. And then I've heard from other people that, you know, bills were waived or something that they thought cost a lot of money. All of a sudden it's like the bill has been reduced, you know, or different things that people have been blessed. So I am grateful. I thank you, God, for this prayer and the angels for giving it to me. And I'm glad that it's blessing a lot of people. So do check that out, y'all, if you're having any problems financially. And you got to do it for 7 days. And let me know. Come in the website and send me a message, or either send me a message on the Essence of Network on the Facebook page, and let me know what happened for you during or after the 7 days that you said this prayer. Okay? All right, well, we are ready to begin. I'm excited. This is my first Sunday back. So welcome to the show, and this is my first caller, area code 330. Welcome to the show. And who's this?
Hi, thank you. This is Kim.
Hi, Kim. I'm so glad you called. You're my first caller. Yay. So what can I answer for you today?
What do you see about Jim?
Say the name again. I'm sorry.
Jim?
Jim, okay. Okay, let's see. He's a guide. Why is he a guide?
Oh.
Something about him, I'm getting that he's a guide. Like he shows people something or explains something to them. Not a teacher now, but, you know, guiding you along almost. Okay. Has he been having some esophagus? What do they call that? I'm getting that right now myself. I see him going through, it's like acid reflex. There you go. I see that he has an acid reflex problem. You don't know him?
I don't know him very well. Not very
well. Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't know if he was
going to
be a
love partner
or not.
I'm giving you the 411.
Okay.
Let's see what else. He's single.
Oh, he is now. Okay.
Yep, he's single. There's no one there. I'm not picking up any female. I'm seeing children, Ori. A couple of kids I'm seeing in the background. So I don't know, but I see that he's by himself now. Let's see. Well, let me ask about his personality. What is his personality like? No nonsense. He's sensitive. sometimes he might even make you think like a woman is sensitive. But no, that's good. He you know, kind of understands women and has empathy for us. Let's see what else. He's a go-getter.
Yes.
If he's got a project or something that he's working on, and I'm not saying just work in his personal life, he's going to do the best that he can to figure it out or to complete it. I'll put it like that. He's a go-getter, so he's about completing his projects or whatever that he's doing. Let me ask, as a lover, he's open. He's open, and every day is a good day, so he's open to the relationship. But I see that every day is a good day, but, yeah, he's just open right now. I think he's vulnerable, to be honest with you. I think he's vulnerable. But, like I said, he is open. So communication and understanding should get there. Go ahead. Ask what you want to ask.
So I should call him?
Sure. Why not? He's a good guy. I'm not picking up anything bad on Jim. He's a good guy. He's just going through a transition now of being back to himself. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
He's his own man, his own person. He ain't got the answer to no other woman or anybody else. He's his own person. So, yeah. But he's a good guy. You know what? Kim, give him a chance. Okay?
Okay.
For me. I'm saying give him a chance. Don't kick him to the curb. Give him a chance and just see what transpires. But I'm picking up good on him. Nothing negative. So, yeah, go for it.
Well, there thank you.
Okay. Right. I wish you luck. Check in with us
now
and let us know how it's going, okay? And you have a wonderful week, young lady, and thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye. All right, next call. Area code 630, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Yeah, hey, Linus. This is Lisa. I talked to you a while back.
Welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, and welcome back to you from your September
Thank
break.
Thank
you. Was glad to hear about your drug thing. I think the prayer thing helps. Like, I've got to do that more, I think, in terms of something. But
I've been getting just good feedback on that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I did it with something
else.
Well,
you know, prayer never hurts, right?
Helps.
Right, yeah.
No, I think it really can manifest things faster, maybe. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So what's the question
you got for me today? I'm sorry?
So I've been looking for a property, and I was looking a while ago. I think I'd mentioned it to you, and I haven't found something yet that I'm looking for. And I just wondered, like, you know, do you see, like, a time frame for that? I'm pretty kind of specific, but, you know, it hasn't been a real long time. It's been about 3-4 months I've been looking.
Okay. The first thing the angels told me was that your property, the direction of that property is south-southwest. So that's the direction that you want to look. That's your energy.
No, it's not.
South-southwest.
I'm only looking in one. But that's interesting you say that. That's the exact exposure I want for the sun. Like, I looked at a property that was northwest exposure, and it was not enough sun. That's exactly what I want in terms of southern exposure. Like, for the sun, it's real important to me. I've always had the south exposure.
Well, thank you for that
like
validation.
It's interesting. So, yeah, maybe. Do you think that could be it? Because it does have to be south, because that's the most sun.
Well,
south,
the angels are saying that's where your energy
space,
is. Yeah, so Lisa, as you're looking, you're going to find something because that's where your energy is. So you're already on the right path, actually. You're going to find something, and it's going to be by next month in November. There's going to be a little bit of a delay. Part of that is going to be Mercury retrograde, but the other part of the delay is going to be for your benefit. And I don't know how that's going to come about,
mm-hmm.
but they're saying it's going to be for your benefit, so it's a good thing. Now, when you move into this domain, it will be by December 1st. So by
you think it's that
December
bad?
1st, you should be in your house. Yep. Yep.
The
paperwork and
everything
is.
But I have to sell my condo. That poor person, I'm going to be able to own it fast because I'm buying first. But I'm not moving until this condo sells. Do you see this condo selling real good, like fast?
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to have any problem. That's probably why the angels are saying by
mm-hmm.
December 1st you'll be in your new place. Like I said, the paperwork's going to start going through. I don't know. It looks like you're going to start it around the end of this month. And in November, you find,
wow.
at the beginning of November, you find what you're looking for.
That's interesting. You know, I'm buying first, so that's what it's going to be. So.
Yeah, but like I said, it'll just
yeah.
be a delay. Everything is going to go through. You're going to be okay. Everything's going to go
so
through,
but
it'll be
I'm
a little bit of delay.
Find the right, all right. Do you think it's going to be
the
right
one?
Kind of property?
Oh, it will be.
You know, because I've been looking in, like, this one that I looked at. It was like, I want, like, 300 square feet more condo than I have. It's in a certain area that I'm looking. I want the southwest exposure. I want modern floors. I don't want carpeting. It's not good for your health. It's better to have, like, hardwood floors. And I want a modern kitchen and, you know, more modern. Like a place that's fixed up, not like an old person living there that never fixed it up for 50 years. I mean, there's nothing wrong with
oh,
that, but
sure.
I don't
want
to fix it up.
You
know what I mean? I don't
want something
up
to date.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that's going to be better.
No, this one will be.
Because I live in a nice. Because I live in a nice, like, unit, but I need bigger, you know what I mean?
More space, sure, sure. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, where you're moving
and a little
to
more
is
fancy.
Going to be peaceful. So where you're moving to, I'm going to tell
okay.
you, Lisa, it's going to be peaceful, and it's going to be what you want.
Do you think
so
I'm going to make
that
more
you check
friends
out,
in that
there's
area?
Three well, there's three possibilities. So out of the three, one of those is going to be the one that you really like. But it is going to be more space.
Uh-huh.
It's a peaceful environment where you're at this location. And, yeah, and it'll be bigger.
Do you think I'll meet more people in the neighborhood like that I'm looking at?
Oh,
because,
yeah, this is.
They have a lot more social stuff around there. Like, I'm getting really, like, really tired of it around here. I've been here 30 years. I got to change it, you know. And I know
no,
the area
it's an upward mobile area. Because what I'm seeing is this particular area and the place that you're looking for is only 5 years old. So it's a lot of new stuff in that area. It's upward mobile. You know, like it was a new development. Now it's been like 5 or 6 years, so it's moving
mm-hmm.
up now. Yeah. But
well, the
neighborhood
that I want
to
move
to. It's not a lot of very few. I'm going to tell you, Lisa, very few elderly people there. This is more people that are like 40s and up. I'd say 45 and up.
Do you think I'm going to meet a lot more people where I'm going?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, because they're more around your age.
Like for social?
Younger. Sure.
Well, I'm not that young.
Sure.
I'm not that young. I might sound younger.
Yeah, but you sound like you have a young heart, so stop it. Yeah. You got
yeah.
a young heart. Yeah.
It's
so,
true.
But yeah, this will be good. This move is good, and it's
okay.
time. So, yeah, your timeline
I'll
for this is now. I'm sorry?
I'll keep you posted. You know.
Oh, please do. Oh, I know it's going to work out. I'm not even worried about it. But, yeah, let me know. Let me know about your new place
okay.
when you get it, Lisa, because it's going to be nice.
Okay.
And you're going to be glad
right.
the neighborhood that you're living in.
All right. Well, you take care, okay? I'm going to
okay,
listen.
And
thank you so much.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I'll let you listen here. I'll put you back on. Thanks for calling. Okay, next call. Area code 857, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I sure do. Who's
Hi.
This?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Good. I'm well, thank you. My question is...
Is this Lisa?
Yes.
I thought so. You didn't say your name, but as you started talking, I recognized your voice. Girl, what's going on?
Well,
always glad to hear from you, Lisa. God bless you.
You were well.
But anyway, okay.
You were well. Something strange has been happening over the last couple of, starting last week. I was in no contact with someone. We weren't talking for about a year and a half. And Friday, he told me that, you know, he's involved with someone and he's happy and this and that. And I'm very happy for him, very happy for him. And after that, I started having dreams, but they don't feel like they're dreams. It's almost like I know I astral travel. I know I do that at night. And I noticed that he is showing up in them. And I want to know what that's all about.
You can't help him. He's got to help himself. Your dreams are showing you that he has problems.
Okay.
And your subconscious and spirituality, Lisa, you know, feels like, I wish I could help or have him understand some things. You know, I'm not saying money or nothing like that. Just the communication to understand who he is. And that's what your dreams are showing you. You know, like, you could sit down and talk to him and say, bro, now look, this is what you need to do, blah, blah, blah. You say you're happy, blah, 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 blah. But you can see that. He doesn't see it. You know, so your dreams are telling you this is what needs to occur with him, not so much you and him in a relationship, but what needs to occur with him. But, you know, for you, it's just, you know, okay, I got a heart and I care, but I see what his problem is. Thank you for showing me, but, you know, there's nothing you can do. So, yeah, that's what it's just showing you, that you care, you know, and you see what the problem is.
I'm not interested in getting into anything.
I understand the relationship, but you are a human being, honey. You got heart.
I know.
You got love.
I do.
So, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm.
I do.
Your dreams could, dreams could be go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I apologize. I'm sorry. It's almost like I'll see him. It's almost like I could be, like in the dream, I could be walking down the street and I turn around and it's him. Or I could be standing in the kitchen washing dishes, and I'll look over and I'll see him, but then I'll snap myself out of it. It's like I'll come out of it.
Yeah. Well, he's been thinking about you too. That's why your two spirits have crossed each other. He's thinking about you too. But you're right. Like, to wish him the best, you're right, because he's got issues that he needs to deal with.
Yeah, and it's like ever since now, it's like because we haven't really been in, we see each other, but we haven't really connected. And it's like when we connected last week, you know, he opened up and telling me, you know, what was going on in his life and what was happening. And he left his girlfriend for 4 years, and now he's involved with someone else, and he showed me pictures of her and everything. It's almost as if we connected again. And it's I'm starting to, it's like I'm feeling his vibe and his energy. And it's like, oh, I don't want to feel this. I don't want to, this isn't where I want to go. You're happy. You got a new girlfriend. You seem to be happy with her, but why are you connecting with me like this? Why are you showing up in my dream?
Oh, it's just because he's thinking about you. That's all. You know, it'd be the same thing if somebody called and you're like, you know what, you were just on my mind. I was going to call you.
Okay.
That's how he is. You cross his mind now and then. He thinks about you, and that's why that you, you know, you have the feeling, So that's what that is. I'm sorry?
Is that why he pops up in my dream?
Yeah, because he's thinking about you.
Okay.
Yeah. But then also, you know, in your dream, subconsciously, you could be asking him why he's showing, like, you know, what is his problem or what's going on? What's going on with him? And, you know, the angels, God will show you. So that, too, subconsciously, you could be thinking, well, why am I, you know? So,
okay. All right.
Yeah, but you know, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I just want to be clear that, you know, when we weren't speaking for that year, it just gave me some time to kind of disconnect from him on an emotional level. And I feel more grounded and more balanced. So that's why I was like, you know, when he came to me, I might have surprised him. I was like, I am so happy for you. And I truly mean it. I mean, you know, of him showing me the picture of his new girl, I'm like, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
And I was cool about it. I was just calm and cool about it. And he looked like he was a little taken back because I was like, oh, I'm so happy for you. I wasn't like, oh, my God, you know, you jerk and this and that. It was like.
Mm-hmm. That would surprise him. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you could always tell him, I'm a different breed of woman. I ain't like your.
Yes. Right.
I do. I say that. I'm not your normal breed of woman. I'm a different. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I congratulated him and everything. But yeah, he was surprised. And it's almost like we connected again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. But no.
Because up to that point,
he's out there playing games right now, so.
What's that?
You know, he ain't. I said he's out there playing games now, so he's not being true to himself or to him.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's going from woman to woman, you know, and
yeah.
and not closing the door correctly, if you know what I mean. Like, okay, this
yeah.
is a done deal. You and I are through. I've moved on to somebody else. No, you're jumping
yeah.
from one bed to the next. Don't get it. Something is not right within
yeah.
you, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's
yeah.
why I'm like, we're not going to connect in the dream. It's hi, how are you, goodbye, this and that, but I'm not going to connect to you on that vibrational level, on that emotional level. It's like I care about him, but I don't want to do that again.
No, no. And when you pray, you know, you just tell God, remove that from me. That's all. Remove that from me because I don't want any part spiritually, mentally, or physically of this
mm-mm.
individual. So remove him from me and my thoughts. Yeah.
Okay.
And
all right,
we'll,
I'll do that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Let me know.
Thank you. I will. Thank
all right, Lisa.
You.
Thanks for calling.
I appreciate
Always
it.
Good to hear from
all right,
you.
Love you.
Thank you.
All
love
right.
you too. Bye bye.
All
right, you're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914, area code 646-727-2914. And don't forget to push 1 so you can get into the queue. I'm checking in the chat room and everything looks okay. Welcome, guest 492, to the chat room, of course, along with Heather. Okay, our next caller is area code 818. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Carmen.
Hi, and it's Linus. And who's this? I'm sorry.
Carmen? It's Carmen.
Carmen. Well, welcome, Carmen, to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I think I was your first caller, but it took me out of the queue, and then the call cut out, and then I had to call back, but I'm glad I was able to get on.
Yeah. Sorry for that.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I wanted to get some insight on a guy that, I won't say that we've been dating, but we went on a date. we kind of met, and we've been in contact with each other. I just want to know if there's a future with that, and
Okay.
You know,
what's his first name, Carmen?
To say. His name is Brian.
That's all I need. Stop right there. Okay.
Okay.
Brian. Carmen and Brian. Okay. He's a very intelligent man. I'll say that about him. He's got a brilliant mind. And you know what? He's the type of man, you could take him anywhere. He just blends into the tapestry or the environment. He's not like get along. No, but he's a blending type of human being. It doesn't matter where you take him. It could be to a cockfight or to a wrestling match or either to some concert or even a very plush restaurant. Fit right in, no problem.
Yeah.
He's got that kind of personality. Let's see what else. Well, he's definitely interested in you. He's definitely, I see him calling you on the phone up to his ear. Let's see. Well, when are you two going to get together? I see on his mind, when are you two going to get together and meet? Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Well, look, I see something coming up in Thanksgiving. I see you both at an airport. What's going
okay.
on? I see you both like at an airport at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Coming, going, what's going on there? You meet. You two meet up at the airport. It's almost like he's going, you're coming, but you meet at the airport. Hmm. And you're going to meet each other. You guys, this almost looks like a movie. What's that movie? Sleepless in Seattle? Yeah.
Oh,
that's
God.
How I see you guys. Yeah, it's almost, I mean, you're talking to each other and all this, but it's just weird. But I have to go along with the angels telling me and my guys that you're going to meet at the airport, mm-hmm. but it's just like, bam, there he is, there she is, and it just goes from there. But I
wow.
just don't understand. Yeah, it's like you're going and coming. I'm telling you, like I said, it's like a movie. I mean, it's all good. It's all good. Oh, yeah, he'll be coming out to visit you more. Whatever after
oh,
this meeting, yeah, he'll be coming out to visit you. Yep. I see him almost, if it's not once a month, twice a month. So somehow within
okay.
this next year, you two are going to be together. In 2019, you get closer. As far as your destinations or distance from each other, you get closer. Now, I don't know if that means that you're moving in together, you guys are going to live together, but you come closer in 2019. As far as living
okay.
or distance, it's short. It's real short. I have a feeling that you two are going to end up living together. Let me see what else. Yeah, he's an outgoing person. Fun to be around. He's outgoing. And he likes to troubleshoot problems. If you go to him with a problem about something, he'll troubleshoot it in his way. You know, he'll research it out or whatever and make sure when he comes back he has all the necessary information, right, for whatever this is. But, yeah, he's a troubleshooter, which is good because I imagine in his job he must be really good. Really good at stuff like that. Problem solving.
Yeah,
that's what I want to say, problem solving. That's him. Okay.
Yeah.
He's not always a good communicator personally because he's shy. If you were on the job with him, he'd be da 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 da. So yeah, he'll talk, but he's kind of shy, and I think it's because he likes you. You know, if you were just a friend, like a girlfriend, he'd probably run his mouth for days, but he really likes you. It's Sally Field, they like me. They really like me. So he's a little shy. He's talking to you. Believe me, he's talking to you. But he's just a little, not reserved now, just a little shy. Well, you know how it is, Carmen, sometimes when you like somebody, you know, you're almost like a little teenager. You giggle. But if you don't like him, it's just like, oh, yeah, okay, you're Brian. How you doing? Yeah, nice to meet you. Right? But if you like him, you're like, hi.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
He talks to me and tells me sentimental things like we're meant to be together. But then he's doing things that I'm like, why are you doing that? Like right now, I mean, and just caveat here, when I tell you this, you know, I'm used to this, so this isn't like a big deal for me, but he's got another woman in his house and I want her to leave.
what is going on with that? I'm like, dude, like, I should be there. Why is she there?
Are you sure? Are you sure there's another woman there? Because I didn't pick up a female next to him.
Well,
let me ask.
It's not going well, but, you know, they're not together. It's not like a she swindled her way.
No, that's
why
I was going to say, because I did not pick up a female, and if I had of, I would have told you there's somebody else. You know, are you aware of that?
No, there's
but
not
I'm,
a love connection. Yeah.
No. No, it's not.
She's there
no.
for the money, and she's just there to, you know, I don't know how to get rid of her, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't want her milking him for money and stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be up to him. Why doesn't he just move? What's the problem there? Why doesn't he just move? Because
I
didn't even
home.
Pick him up. This woman means nothing to him. Is she like a roommate? Is that what it is? She's a roommate and they're sharing expenses?
No. Oh, no. He's very very well established financially. Sorry for this.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Because I don't understand, Carmen, why he's there. Why is he even there? Because...
Yeah, he owns a home. It's a very large home. This lady's just straight using him. She's just straight using him. And he's very nice. So I don't know, like, what's going to happen to get her out. But, like, you know, I don't even know what to do. They were just at a retreat that he paid for. She didn't even participate with him. She's just a straight leech. So,
well, you know,
older,
I'm
going
to go back to this,
age.
Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want you to do with Brian. Sit down and
not
sit down. You guys will be talking over the phone, but have a conversation with him. What does this woman mean to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to go from a spiritual side, unemotional.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So from the
okay.
spiritual side, what does this woman mean to you? How important is she in your life? You know, is there a problem with her moving out and you having a stable relationship? Okay, so this way he's not put on defense. You don't look like you're saying, get that bitch out of there. You know, you're not. Don't mind me. You know, y'all know me. You know I shoot from the
That's
hip.
That's exactly how I feel.
Okay. But, just that's why I say spiritually and unemotional, because that way he's not put on the defense and you're asking good questions and they're open-end questions.
Yeah.
So that's why I want you to do it from that perspective. But be serious, you know. And just listen to him. Listen to what he has to say. If you have to take notes on his conversation, to go back in your mind, like, okay, he said this, blah, blah, blah. But, from that point of view, like I said, he won't get defensive and you won't feel like you're trying to start anything. You're just curious.
Yeah.
But you're doing it from a spiritual, unemotional way. Yeah.
Okay. Yay.
Okay.
Oh, girl, I'll be contacting you. I'm going to need a little... I have private reading on some other things.
Well, you can always welcome to go to the website. I'm there Monday through Friday.
Yay.
Okay, Carmen. Well, let me know. But,
thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm wishing you the very best, honey. It should work out for you, really. Yep. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, good. Because I want him to be the one. I'm trying to be done with this dating world.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this before I hang up. Now I see why next year. Remember when I said I see you two moving in together? Well, he's got a big enough house that you can move in with him. Yeah, so, that's coming to pass.
He talked to me.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wanted me. He talked to me about moving in, and I'm like, how soon? Let me get my feet.
Carmen, I ain't thinking about you, girl. I wish you the very best, and I thank you for calling, and God bless you, and have a wonderful week, okay?
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Next caller is area code 551. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Tasha.
Oh, this is who? I'm sorry.
Tasha.
Tasha, okay. Hey, Tasha, what's going on? Why are you sounding so sad? What's going on, baby?
Oh, no, I'm good. I just woke up a couple of minutes, well, like an hour ago, so.
Oh, okay. All right. So what's going on? What done happened?
Just still seeing what's going on with the love life.
Oh, with your love life? Oh, romance. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's ask. Romance. Haha. There's a guy in the industry, and he's a brother. He's a little thick. He's probably about 5'11". I think he calls himself a producer. He's tried to talk to you. You kind of kicked him to the curb. Not your type.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a bald head. He's medium dark. And I think he is a producer, come to think about it. As I'm asking more and more, they're telling me that he is a producer, but he tried to holler at you. I don't know. It looks like you threw shade on him. Like, I don't think so. So much for that one. Okay. What else, angels? There is a male singer. Why would you two get together? I see a male singer, but you're interested in him more than he's interested in you. And he's just coming up, too. He's just starting out on his career. Huh. And this guy, I'm going to tell you what he looks like. You may have seen him already. He reminds you of Amari. You know, the brother that plays on Power, that show Power, the lead actor, Omari, I'm sorry, Hardwick, that's it,
mm-hmm.
Omari Hardwick. This guy that I'm seeing right now, he favors him a lot. They almost could pass for twins. Very handsome gentleman. I don't know, this guy that I'm saying it looks like Amari, he's coming, but he's in the distance. It looks like he lives in another state. I'm getting Mississippi and Alabama now. What's up with that? They're showing Mississippi or Alabama this guy comes, or he comes from. Okay, he doesn't live there. It looks like he lives in Atlanta, but he hails out of Mississippi or Alabama. It's a singer, I tell you. I don't know how you would get through to him, but you like him. You know, you think he's cute, but he also has a voice. Okay, I just see that as one-sided. So I'm sorry on that one. I see the singer as one-sided. I saw the guy that produced you kicked him to the curb. So, angels, is there anybody else coming up? Who else for? They're showing me a guy that you didn't get along with. I don't know, but they said this guy is good. He's not a troublemaker. You thought of him as a troublemaker. And I see like a cluster F I do between you and this guy. But the bottom line is he's okay. He was all right. I think he came to you with an arrogant attitude or talking out the side of his mouth. So it's like right away you wanted to just like, get away from me. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. But it turns out that the guy really is all right. So I don't know. You might know who that is. He's maybe 5'9", 5'10", wears his hair short, medium-complected, dresses casually. I see him with a shirt and stuff on. This guy liked you, and I think you would have liked him, but you guys were combustible. I don't know, it was like oil and vinegar when you met. Just wasn't going to happen. You're going to see this guy again, and it's coming up before the end of December. You're going to see him again. I'm going to say I don't know when, but before December, I would say if you see this guy again, you know who he is, Tasha. When you see him, it'll hit you right away like, oh, God, the devil is a lie. But when you see him, just take a minute. Talk to him. Talk to him now where his head is at. Just talk to him. And if you still feel that way, walk away. God bless. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What's his description?
I don't have a first name on him. I just see this fury between you two. But the end result is he really is a good guy. I don't know. I guess it's kind of like it started off on a bad foot as far as you two meeting. And I believe that he's in industry, too. You know, he's in the music industry. But when you two meet again, that's all I'm saying. You're going to run into him during the holidays. Just give him a chance. Talk to him again. You might be surprised. Might be a little bit different this time than it was before. Now, the other one, the other two, the producer, I don't know. It didn't seem like your cup of tea. And the other one, well, like I said, it was one-sided. You liked him, but he didn't like you because he didn't really know you. You know, yours was almost like a fantasy. Like, I sure would like to be with him. Yeah. So that's what I got for romance, darling.
Okay.
You know, I'll be back on tomorrow night. Things can change, but anyway, that's what I see right now. So as far as somebody coming at you right now and a romance, no. But those were three indirect possibilities.
Why is it like, I don't know why it's taking so long to find the right person.
Because it'll happen when it's supposed to.
Okay.
You know, you can meet different guys, but the right one, the one that you're going to love and cherish and marry and have children, the right one will come along. You'll know. You know what I mean? I always tell people, you know that guy or that woman, you'll know that you know in your head, this is you. You and him, this is you. You know, you'll know. Because anytime you with other people, male or female, and you have like a little odd feeling in your chest or your stomach, then that ain't the one. But all you feel is love and goodness and happiness, that's your guy. That's him. So in the meantime, just enjoy life. Just enjoy. If you go out on a date, go have dinner, go to the show, come on back home. You know, the right one is going to come, and he'll come when you least expect it. It's always when we don't look our very best when we usually meet the one we love. Then we're going to fall in love with, like, oh, God, I didn't even have my makeup on that day. You know, but that person saw something deeper than the physical. They saw you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me know how things go. And thanks for calling, Tasha, and have a wonderful week, young lady.
You too.
Okay. God bless. All right. Next caller. Area code 770. You're on the air with Lennox. Who's this?
I'm Lennox. This is Shanika.
Hi, girl. Hey. How you doing, young lady?
I'm fine. I had a question.
No, you ain't. I can tell by your voice. You know I'm empathic. What's going on?
Is he still thinking about engagement around this time? And
she's
kind of like putting money to
the side
for a ring.
Is she? No, not right now. I think she's just putting money away that she can have a savings. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, build her savings back up. Yeah, have a little money to the side. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is good.
Mhm.
You know, which is good. So.
Mhm. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. So other than that, everything is okay. Ooh, little by little, I see somebody finally moving away from a situation, from a mother situation. I see little by little. That's good.
Yes.
I see the angels around. No, I see some angels around pushing her away like, no, it's enough now. Go. Do your thing. You know what I mean? The angels are not saying do your thing. They're just saying it's enough. They're pushing her back. the situation is going to come up that's going to push her back, then someone else is going to have to go to other people.
Mm-hmm.
The universe is working it right now. You know what I'm saying. Somebody else is going to have to go to other people. Okay, yeah. The universe is working it right now. They're working on that.
Oh, okay.
I can see it. Where they're. That's why I say I see it. They're pushing her back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's enough. That's what the angels are saying. It's enough. You did all you could do. It's enough now. So, yeah. And the universe will move you. If you don't move, the universe will move you. So, but for that situation, that's a blessing. That's a good thing.
Yes,
ma'am.
I'm glad.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay. Anything else, darling?
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome always. Have
a
wonderful week, and be good to yourself. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Be good to yourself. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. And also, don't forget, y'all, we've got, welcome Gemini Moon to the chat room. You're always welcome. Thank you. We've also got Heather. What's the frequency in the chat room? So if you guys got any questions, you're more than welcome to ask her, too. She's very good. Excuse me. All righty. Let me get a little sip of water here. Throat's getting a little dry. All right. Okay. Next caller, area code 305. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, Linus.
Hi, Linus. I think I spoke to you about 3 or 4 years ago, and you gave me some inspiration, which I followed, and then I went and I did my trip. So that was really good.
Okay.
And then I saw your name come up. So my life is really good. I'm really happy with myself and my career and my profession, and I have tons of work and all that. And now I'm involved with helping this male musician. So when you're talking about musicians and producers and all that, I mean, that's around me right now, sort of, because I'm on the outside putting people together. And
okay.
The one person that I put together, he lives in the Caribbean with a singer-songwriter, and he is right. He's so ripe. He's so ready. He has the voice. He has the magic. He has the direction of his spirit. He's really connected to higher power and all that, with my first love that I haven't seen in 40 years, who is in New York, and he puts on these big Broadway shows with rock and roll and lights fantastic. So yesterday it all connected for me, and I contacted him on the phone, and he was like, "Hey, kiddo, how you doing?" So I asked him, could I put this guy with you? You know, I just have a really good feeling. And I looked at their charts together and my chart, and it's almost like the three of us were past life all coming back together again, because the guy down the islands was the first, you know, the guy in New York. He and I lived down there together in 1968, 1970, and we were boyfriend and girlfriend, and he was a musician. He played music, and I was like head over heels, all over him, right? And this younger person, 10 years, 15 years younger than us, stirs up a lot of that same stuff all over again. So what I want to know is he going to make it happen for himself? Is Christopher going to make the connection? And, you know, will they work together, and then will somehow I get involved somehow, some way?
Yeah, what's your first name? I forgot that.
Eileen.
What's your first?
Eileen.
Eileen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel like I'm a conduit between the two of them.
Okay, Eileen. And you are. You are. Yes. In fact, we're going to hear from this singer nationwide next year. This guy is blowing up faster than Janet Jackson.
He
is going to blow up so fast. Please keep in touch with this young man. Yes, Christopher is going to put him out. And you know what's going to happen? Christopher's going to put him on a show like as a third act type of thing. You know, you might have Beyonce and then two others, and then this young man comes out. He blows it away.
Okay.
I mean, I can feel it in my spirit. He just blows it away. The Christopher is like, ding, 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 ding. You know, the building went off. And, yeah, now, when Christopher, I would say, once Christopher realizes that, you know, could you be the manager or somewhere to work with this young man? What could be your function? Because since you're the one that saw him and know about him, you know what I mean? Yeah, the three of you are going to be together, but I need you to be there to guide this young man.
Well, I am. I talk to him every day. I write to him every day, and I try to give him one contact with another friend down here in Florida. And he says, no, he wants me to send him half my, like, look on the internet
good,
and find
good.
A publisher. And he goes, that's not what I want to do. And I said, no, you're like me. You're a self-starter. You promote yourself. You know how to make all this happen. He goes, I am so ripe. I am so ready. I just need one contact. Because he doesn't have the money. But he's got a producer down in the islands who is a Grammy Award-winning producer, and the guy hears his music also, and he knows I'm going to put some horns in that, and I'm going to put some violins in there, and I'm going to make all this happen. And every time I hear his music, I just soar. I go into these etheric places with God, you know, and Christopher understands that also, so we have a lot of past life karma. And then the other guy, his name is Chip. And Chip brought me into this awareness back in 1968, you know. So when I called him yesterday, I said, you were the one. And I said, I always loved you. I will always love you. And he goes, I know. I said, I wasn't supposed to have babies. I had to come to the planet to share my artwork. He goes, I know. So I just feel this triangle.
Yes, yes. And
okay.
Can you be his manager? Is that a possibility?
I don't know. Well, I already invested a little bit of money in him to help him move forward so he could pay this promoter down south.
Yeah,
and he's like, was blown away. He says, I'm so happy that you believe in me. And I said, I can see it coming.
Well, yeah, he's going to blow up next year. We're all going to hear about this young man. But why I said I want you to be the manager, because he trusts you. He's comfortable with you.
Okay.
And as you and Christopher guide his career,
Christopher is the musician.
Okay.
And Chip
But I mean, he's going to have
Chip
this guy's going to come sing for him. He's going to hear him. He's going to come sing for him.
Are we going to go to New York?
The three of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you see?
Yes.
Because he says, "Let's go to New York," and I'm going, all right. So.
Yep.
You see, Christopher and I going to New York to meet Chip.
Yep. Yep. In fact, if you can, do you have a little tape of him singing that you can send to Christopher? Is that a possibility?
Well, no, Christopher is the singer. See, Chip is the one in New York, yes. And Chip said to me yesterday, he says, just tell him to send me some songs and tell me what he wants and what he needs. And I said, Chip, this guy has a message. He goes, well, that's what it's all about. The spiritual message has to come through. And that's the most important thing. I said, well, he's got it. You know, Chip and I are just a couple of months apart, so we're born the same year. We understand. And he's very well known around the world, like my work too. So, you know, we came here to help the planet, he and I, Chip and I did. And I believe Christopher is a harbinger coming in now.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
He's got four songs that he already sent me. And I said, okay, this morning I said, listen, write this guy a letter, get on it. You know, time is of the essence. Write him,
yeah.
Send him your project,
yeah.
Send him your papers. Send him this, and let's see how the magic works out. Because today he's with his kids, and he's relaxed, and grab him now. So I'm going to call him in a little while and say, so did you do it? Did you jump on
it? Yes, because, and Eileen, I see him coming out doing his debut in either March or April.
Okay. I'm going to put that into his head.
Yep, March or April is when he's due his debut. And by June, everybody across this nation is going to know who that young man is. Everybody. He's got a song that's going to be so popular because of the words. You know, sometimes it's popular because of the music. Sometimes it's popular because of the lyrics.
Oh, I know.
His is going to be because of these lyrics are so profound that the music is good. Because like you say, everything get added in.
No, but
lyric,
it's his words, Linus. It's his purpose. It's the way he writes. He has a song called Obey. He has a song called Obey, and my friend's saying, what, Obey what? And then you hear it, and you go, this is the whole cantankerousness of this whole stuff that's happening on the earth right now. I said, oh, my God. This is for the people that are stuck in the 3D, okay? And Christopher's telling them, you know, you keep going this way, this is what's going to happen. And then he has another song called Freedom Song. Freedom, you know, I see this freedom coming. Freedom of shame, freedom of fear, freedom of sadness, freedom. You see what I mean? And his voice brings in the angels with it. I mean, I don't want to share it too big right now, but he even has a one-word name.
That's okay. Yeah.
But you'll hear him.
No, it's fine.
Yeah,
I can see it. I mean,
And he's got the
it's
look.
It's in front of my
you know?
Eyes. I can see it.
He's got a freaking look. He's got this long blonde hair, and he's really young looking, and he's got a sparkle in him, and he has a beautiful voice when he speaks and when he sings. Okay.
Now, Eileen, you know that it's time, right?
Yes.
All
know.
These years and the time you put in, it's now time for you, for the young man and Chip. It's now time.
Okay.
That's why the universe is bringing you all three together. It's you know, it's just like having a baby. You've been married for 20 years, and all of a sudden now you get pregnant and have a child? Well, yeah, because now it's time to have this kid, even if it was 20 years later. Well, you've waited, and you've paid your dues.
Yes.
It's your time now. It's time for the young man. It's time for Chip. Yep. So you're so right for him to respond as soon as possible.
Okay.
Yeah. You might even tell him, keep at it, because I know a lady, and she saw you next year being phenomenal.
I will.
You
I'm going to call him and tell him right
in
now.
In fact, I'll tell you right now, because I can see it, and maybe you will too. I'll say congratulations, because I know that this is going to happen. So I'm going to tell you congratulations. The young man, congratulations, and
okay.
Chip for having a heart to want to, you know, get him out there. Yep.
Bless
you. And you,
all right.
Manager, Eileen, stick to that. I mean, write
okay.
it down. You got to be manager for this young man.
Well,
a
I'll
lot
be
of
his
stuff,
guiding. I'll be his guiding light in the sense of because he knows what he wants to do. So I'm not here to control him or manipulate him because I got my own
clear.
No.
You know, I want you to be the manager. Can you imagine all the stuff that's going to come at him once he breaks and he becomes famous?
Oh.
Drugs, roadies, whore, all, I shouldn't say whores.
Women.
Professional women.
Yeah.
All this is going to come to him. He needs you. He will need you at that point like he's never needed you before.
Yeah, but what about my career? You know, I'm a full-on
professional.
That is
your career. You're helping him, and then you get somebody else. Come on. What?
I know, but I'm a professional artist, 55 years, and I travel the world sharing the light that way and sharing the colors and sharing the heart song of Mother Earth. So we have this message. And Chip has that message, too. He knows it, but he does it in a different format. It's really interesting. It's really interesting. How things are approaching, and I just feel really vibrating on this. And my friends say, I've never heard you talk like this about anything. And I said, I don't know what it is, but it feels like it's something that I have to do with a passion, you know, just like I knew when I was 13, I picked up this pen and went, this is what I have to do the rest of my life, and I'm doing it for the world. That's what I feel more than anything. This is to help people wake up.
Yes, yes.
That's why I'm supporting him mentally, emotionally, a little bit of money-wise, you know.
Yep, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Also, I got to go. But also, I was just told, let him hear this. Go back into my show later and let him listen to this aspect. So we are about an hour, about a little bit more than an hour after the hour. So that, you know, you don't have to listen to the whole show, but listen to us. So after 60 minutes in, you should, you know, then turn it up so
show?
You can hear. It's an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an hour and a half. But, you know, you can move the cursor down to 60 minutes and then just have him listen to that. Have him listen to the show, to you and me. That'll mean a lot to him.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, and I wish you the very best. And again, congratulations, young lady.
Thank you.
Proud of you. Yes,
thank you,
ma'am.
Lynn.
God bless
you.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you, too. Thank you for confirming. Bye.
Bye-bye. I try. Thank you, Heather. Okay, area code 404, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. This is Shanicia.
Ooh,
Austin,
you got the...
Georgia.
Spell that, honey. I got you and I left you.
You can just say Shane.
Shane? But, no, what is it? Shanitha?
Shanithia. Shanethia.
Shanithia. Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Shanithia. Okay. No, it's pretty, honey. No, that...
Thank you.
Look. That's a beautiful name, Shanithia. Okay, so what can I answer for you today, young lady?
Okay, well, it's about my job. Tuesday was my last day. I had put in all my vacation, but I said I wasn't going to return back to the job, and I just said I was just over and done with the job. So I got a call from the boss, and they was, like, firing me on my vacation, but I wasn't going back to the job. It was just so bad. So I was just wondering, like, do you see me working, like, before the end of the month, or do you see me finding a good compatible job?
I see temporary. I see hearts around temporary, so that must mean it's a temporary position you can get right away. So I would check your temporary services. At least that'll probably get you through to the end of the year. You know, for the next 2 months, or 3 months, I should say. Well, yeah, next two. Yeah, I saw temporary with hearts around it, so that means there is a job. Let's see. I don't want to be too personal, but did your attitude have anything to do with the last job?
It was more so of my attendance, he said. But the women were so, they started becoming so vicious, so nasty. So I had to keep up this bearer around me, and I just did not like being around that type of environment. It just started becoming really bad. Like the women, it changed my attitude. Like I wasn't, you know, being rude to anyone. It just,
okay, well, I understand. Anybody can work in a toxic job. I mean, I've read on people that went through that. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Your attendance on a job, no matter what, is most important, right? We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we're pissed and don't want to get up and go to the job, until we have something else to go to, leaving that job, you know, it kind of just bite a hole in your lip, as they say, and if you can. I mean, some people can, and that's fine. You know, you went on vacation, and that was their opportunity to get rid of you, be honest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were looking at. Oh, good, she's gone now.
Wow.
But, Shanita, I do see temporary. I do see you working temporary right away, and it won't be long. You'll get right back out. If you are looking to draw your unemployment, it's going to be a delay.
Wow.
Yeah, because you were terminated. I don't know what your state says. The state that I'm in, Washington, when you get terminated, it's a 13-week wait before you can get unemployment. If you're laid off or the company goes out of business, then you can get a check in 3 weeks. So you'd have to check with your state to find out. That's why I'm telling you, if you apply for temporary, you'll get out right away on another job. You know,
mm-hmm.
you won't have much of a gap, maybe 1 week of a gap. Other
mm-hmm.
than that, you'll be back at work. But while you're working temporary, you can be checking for other permanent positions, right? But at least this
right.
is money coming in for you, so you're not, you know, you have no funds. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I do, apply for temporary, and check with your state for unemployment. I don't know. Like I said, because they terminated you, might be a little bit of a wait, but, you know, check it out. But I wouldn't wait on that money. I'd go Monday. I'd be out looking, going to a temp agency and getting out on a job.
Yes. That's my goal, just getting back out to a job. Temp is his temp. That's what I'm really looking at. But it's another job that I was really looking at that I was hoping if I apply for. It's called Valspar, and I think it's like $16-17 an hour. If I put in my app and my resume to that, do you see them looking into my background or my resume?
I see them interviewing you. I see an interview.
Okay.
Yeah, I see that. I don't. They're not showing me if you get hired or not, but I do see an interview. Yes,
okay,
ma'am. So put your best foot forward. You know,
okay.
If you have to explain from the last job, do your resume and your cover letter. And if you have to explain from the last job, then just tell them it was a toxic environment and it wasn't a good fit for me. So,
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Wayne.
You're welcome. Let me know. Call me back and let me know how things go in a couple of weeks, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a wonderful week. All right. In the chat room, welcome again, Gemini Moon, guest 518, guest 519, and, of course, Heather. You guys, you got a psychic in the chat room right now. Heather is in there. What's the frequency? So you're more than, you know, if you want to ask a question, too, from her, you can. Okay. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is about 4:13 on the West Coast, and it's what? 7, about a little bit after 7 on the East Coast. As I said, the phone number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. We do have some lines open if you want to call in now and get on the queue. Be sure and hit 1 to get in the queue. All right, next caller, area code 864. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello. My name is
Yes,
Catherine.
Yes, you're on the air. Catherine?
And I was calling. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, welcome to the show, Catherine. Thank you for calling.
Okay. I kind of went through a big change. My first husband died maybe about 2 or 3 months ago. I was married to him about 10 years or more than. My second husband, I just divorced him maybe a month or so ago. What do you see going on with me? Because everything now, I'm trying to start all over. But do you see anything going on with me?
Oh, bless your heart. Okay. Are you moving? That came right up. Were you moving?
I want to very bad.
Okay, because the angels are saying she's moving.
Okay. What am I going to?
Your finances are in a clusterfuck right now. You need some help or something. There's a big ball of just your finances. So I don't know if you need help or what, but they're telling me, excuse my language, I say clusterfuck, but that's what they're showing me right now, what it looks like. So I don't know, maybe that's something that you got to address too. Romance-wise, okay, Catherine. Who's the deacon in the church?
Y'all no deacon in no church.
Well, this is a deacon in the church, and I see him. He's just winking at you. Just winking.
Really?
I'm like, oh, really?
I don't really go to church like this, so I can't say that.
Okay, well, whatever church that you like to go to or that, you know, you visit with friends or relatives, there's a deacon there because I see the deacon. You're sitting there in the row, and he sees you, and he winks at you when he passes because, you know, you're kind of like, huh? Okay. But anyway, after church, it's like, you know how people stand around and talk or visit, whatever.
Yeah.
That's your opportunity then to go up to that deacon. He's single. His wife died many years ago, so he's single, and kids are definitely growing. He got grandkids. But
his name is not Gary, is it?
Let me ask.
I, I do know Gary that goes, and he's a deacon, but I know he was divorced. I've been knowing him for years, but there's never been nothing there. But I do know he's at one of the church. But I don't know if he's remarried or what's going on with him, but I know one of the, that does go there.
Catherine?
Uh-huh.
Catherine. Yes.
Yes.
It's Gary. Yep. I got the most warmest, loving feeling when you mention his name, and then I ask the angels, is Gary the one that I'm seeing? And goes, yes, it's him.
Is his last
this
name
man
Quarles?
Is so good. Give him a chance. Go back and talk to him again. This
he,
is a good man.
He don't
never
say anything to me. He don't never say anything to me. And
well,
I think he's with somebody. I think he's with somebody. It is kind of salt and pepper hair, you know. He's around about 56. Well, he might be 56 to 60.
Yeah, he does have a lady friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lady friend. He's such a good spirit. Man, this guy is spiritual. He really believes in God and praying.
I think that's the one I'm looking for, too.
Yeah. He does have a lady friend. But still, I'm telling you, the angels are telling me it's Gary. Show enough. Look, they're telling me, show enough, it's Gary. Somehow or another, you two, and it's going to be in the beginning of the year, so you're not going to meet up anytime between now and December. But around the beginning of the year in January, you two are going to cross paths. And I don't know whether you're at a grocery store or at the mall. They're shopping. They're showing me that.
Well, I did see him.
That's how you run into him.
I met him. I seen him maybe about 3 or 4 months ago when I was, I was in the store then. And he came up there to me. And he just said something
okay.
to me. I smiled at him, so I didn't take him serious, though. I didn't take him serious.
Well, Catherine, the next time you see him, just talk to him. You know, as a friend, of course, first, because you guys are friends.
Yeah.
But just talk to him and ask him, you know, are you in a relationship? Is this something, you know, permanent or whatever? And it's like, oh, okay. You got any friends you want to introduce me to?
might be it.
Yeah, maybe he's going to introduce you to somebody because, I mean, I just feel really good. This man is very spiritual. He is. He's very spiritual. And like I said, he does have a lady friend, so I'm telling you the truth. He does have a lady friend. But, you know, talk to him. I got a feeling through him, he's going to introduce you to one of his friends. I do.
Okay.
I see him introducing you to one of his friends. And the type of person that Gary is, trust me, the guy's got to be decent. He's got to be a good guy because I don't see this man being around any type of mess or drama or, you know what I mean? He's not that kind of person, so he don't get involved
in drama
and all
that.
He used to
be a big flirt. I've been knowing him for years. He used to be a big flirt. He used to be mad.
No.
He's good by stepping
out. Time
and see, that's
gone.
What just happened to me. This must not be him, because this guy was good by stepping out on his wife, you know.
No.
And I don't want no more than that. I just got rid of that. I don't want. I want somebody I want to be straight up. If I'm going to give 100, I want you to give 100, you know. So.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I agree with you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, but you're going to meet him at
the
same time. You're going to run into Gary at the beginning of the year in January. So when you do at that time, talk to him. And, you know, tell him. You guys, you're friends. You speak to each other. You know, you're looking for romance. Gary, I know you got some friends you can introduce me to. You know, and he will. He definitely will.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
And see, I do know his sister's number now. I can't call her.
No,
I do know his sister's number.
Yeah, no, don't call him. I'd rather you two run into each other in January, and it'll be a much more pleasant visit. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would go that way. Let me ask, Heather, do you see anything for Catherine in romance? I'm just asking her in the chat room if she sees anything. She may or may not. And I don't see her answering right now. Okay. She's not answering right now. She's telling you.
Okay.
Oh, wait, she's back. She just stepped away for a minute. Okay, Heather, she wants to know, do you see any romance for Catherine? I don't see romance, but, Heather, I saw this guy from her past that she'll run into in January, and he will introduce her to someone. But I don't see anybody forthcoming right now between now and the end of the year. So do you see anything different than what I see? Yeah, the question was, do you see romance coming up for her? So we see what she's going to say. Oh, that's right, Anna. But I see that she needs to take care of herself. Okay, she says she doesn't see anybody either, Catherine, but she says you need to take care of yourself. Take care
okay.
of Catherine first. Yeah. I don't
that
know.
Love
not, and she says she sees the color pink around you. You know what that
okay.
means? Okay, says she sees the color pink around you. But she says take care of yourself. So if you've been sick or whatever, you know, don't let it pass. Oh, it's just a headache. It's
okay.
okay. Yeah, don't let it pass.
Because on that case you said that about me moving, I do have a lawyer involved because I'm on disability, and I'm trying to get a lawyer because the money that I'm supposed to be getting, trying to stop it off. You see me getting that money?
I can't answer that. It's a second question. I can only do one. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay, but you're welcome to call back. I will be, I'll be back on the air tomorrow night at 6 p.m. for 1 hour. On Monday nights is
okay.
our short show. So you're more than welcome. Call back at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, and we'll see. We can go from there. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Okay, Catherine,
thank you
for calling. All right.
Thank
Be blessed, my dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now, you guys, I bet you thought, because, you know, I said I was going to do, oh, thank you, Gemini Moon, for coming. Enjoyed you. I said I was going to do the horoscopes, the zodiac signs, and I didn't do them. So, look, I got about 6 minutes left from the show. I'll try and do as many as I can. Whatever I don't finish, I'll complete them tomorrow night on Monday night show. So these are the best way, the best thing for you to read today is God's assigning duties to each zodiac sign. First sign, to you, Aries, excuse me, I give the seed first that you might have the honor of planting it, that for every seed you plant, 1 million more will multiply in your hand. You will not have time to see the seed grow, for everything you plant creates more that must be planted. You will be the first to penetrate the soil of people's mind with my idea, but it is not your job to nourish the idea nor to question it. Your life is action, and the only action I ascribe to you is to begin making men aware of my creation. For your good work, Aries, I give you the virtue of self-esteem. To you, Taurus, I give the power to build the seed into substance. Your job is a great one, requiring patience, for you must finish all that you have been started, or the seeds will be wasted to the wind. You are not to question nor change your mind in the middle, nor to depend on others for what I asked you to do. For this, Taurus, I give you the gift of strength. Use it wisely. To you, Gemini, I give the questions without the answers, so that you may bring to all an understanding of what people see around them. You will never know why people speak or listen, but in your quest for the answer, you will find my gift of knowledge. To you, Gemini. To you, Cancer, I ascribe the task of teaching people about emotion. My idea is for you to cause them laughter and tears so that all they see and think develops fullness from inside. For this, Leo, I give you the gift of family that your fullness may multiply. To you, Leo, I give the job of displaying my creation in all its brilliance to the world. But you must be careful of pride and always remember that it is my creation, not yours. For if you forget this, people will scorn you. There is much joy in the job I give you if you do it well, Leo. For you, Leo, I give you the gift of honor. To you, Virgo, I ask for an examination of all that humankind has done with my creation. You are to scrutinize their ways sharply and remind them of their errors so that through them my creation may be perfected. For doing this, Virgo, I give you the gift purity of thought. To you, Libra, I give the mission of service that humans will be mindful of their duties to others, that they may learn cooperation as well as the ability to reflect on the other side of their actions. I will put you everywhere there is discord, and for your efforts, Libra, I will give you the gift of love. To you, Scorpio, I give a very difficult task. You will have the ability to know the minds of the other people, but I do not permit you to speak about what you learn. Many times you will be pained by what you see, and in your pain you will turn away from me and forget that it is not I, but the perversion of my idea that is causing your pain. You will see so much of humankind that you will come to know them as animals and will wrestle so much with the animal instinct in yourself that you will lose your way. But when you finally come back to me, Scorpio, I have for you the supreme gift of purpose. To Sagittarius, I ask that you make people laugh, for amidst their misunderstandings of my idea, they become bitter. Through laughter, you are to give people hope, and through hope, turn their eyes back to me. You will touch many lives, if but for a moment, and you will know the restlessness in every life you touch. To you, Sagittarius, I give the gift of infinite abundance, that you may spread wide enough to reach every corner of darkness and bring it to light. Okay, I'll do the rest tomorrow on Monday night show, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. I've only got 60 seconds, so I want to say thank you again to Heather and on all the people that were in the chat room today. Sorry, I'm coming in there. Thank you to everybody in the chat room. Guest 518, 519, what's the frequency? Gemini Moon, thank you all. I love you. Blessings to each and every one of you. And that you have a wonderful, wonderful week. And the rest of you, if you want, come on back tomorrow night. I'll be here at 6 p.m. And don't forget to go to the website and subscribe or either donate. All right. Love you guys. And if no one's told you they love you today, I do. All right, and so does Miss Nina. Thank you.
Silence takes over, saying all we need to say. There's endless possibilities in the mood we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over, the stars are gonna shine to lovers in love. And when the morning comes, it's gonna find time is over. Two hearts.
just lay back and let love take us over. There's magic here with you and I, and it's gonna take us all the way.